HockeyShrinkTheConditioning.com presents the Hockey Shrink Podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Hockey Shrink Podcast, the official podcast of HockeyShrinkTheConditioning.com, the only hockey training resource you will ever need. My name is Anthony Mena, and you can reach me at HockeyStrength@gmail.com. All right, well, this is the fourth episode of the Hockey Shrink Podcast, and this is the launch of a series of podcasts from the speakers at the Hockey Track at the Boston Sports Medicine and Performance Group's Summer Seminar in May. Now, starting with today, I have Dan Boothby, Northeastern Hockey Strength Coach, and he's also one of the organizers of the event. So we'll also be having Hockey Strength and Conditioning's Sean Skane. We're going to have Joel Jameson, Cal Dietz, Pete Friesen. All those guys are all speaking at the seminar, so it should be a great series leading up to the conference. Now, if you're not familiar with the site, it's a partnership with NHL strength coaches Sean Skane and Mike Potenza, along with USA Hockey's Daryl Nelson and Kevin Neal from Endeavor Sports Performance. We have some great contributors on there as well, like Clarkson's Jamie Rodriguez, UMass Lowell's Devin McConnell, Union's Dan Gableman, Anthony Donska from Donska Strength and Conditioning, and Maria Mountain from Revolution Sport Conditioning in London, Ontario. Now, there's videos, articles, and programs that go up every week, along with periodic webinars and monthly youth programs. We also have a very active forum that all of our coaches participate in, so if you train hockey players, you have to check out this site. Now, there's a trial offer, and that's 7 days for just $1, so you can go on, check out all the videos, articles, forum threads, programs, and more. If you don't love the site, just cancel your membership. You're out a buck. But we're pretty sure you're going to be impressed with all the content, so you'll want to continue at $9.95 a month. That's incredible bargain, and you got to get that fast because we're changing the price. It's going up. April 9th, it's going up, so you can lock in that price forever if you sign up before April 9th, so go and check that out. Now, on today's show, I'm speaking with Dan Boothby, who is the strength coach at Northeastern and one of the organizers for the Boston Sports Medicine and Performance Group's Summer Seminar in May. Dan will go over his topic at the seminar, evaluating and tracking off-ice development in hockey. They're doing some great stuff with the OptoSource up at Northeastern, so Dan will give us the lowdown on that and all about what's happening at the seminar. Some great info coming up from Coach Boothby, so let's get him on the phone. All right, I am here with Dan Boothby, and Dan is the strength and conditioning coach for Northeastern University. He's just kind of finishing up his sixth full season. He oversees the strength, conditioning, and nutrition for the team. He also aids in team building and organization. He's also the organizer for the hockey track at the summer seminar for the Boston Sports Medicine and Performance Group. That's coming up May 19th and 20th. Dan, thanks for coming on today.
Oh, Anthony, thanks for having me.
All right. Well, you know, the Boston Sports Medicine and Performance Group seminar is becoming kind of one of the real go-to seminars there. You guys have done an excellent job in getting some really big names. We were talking earlier about how last year, you know, it was on the same weekend as Perform Better, which is kind of a big powerhouse, and it's kind of hard to compete with them sometimes, especially when you're in the same area. But this year it's on a different date. I mean, even last year, Coach Boyle left Perform Better in between lectures and came up and saw Shirley Sarman. You guys have some really big names. The way you organize this thing is very unique. It's great. And wanted to go over, get you on, talk about the seminar in general. And then obviously since there's a hockey track, talk about the hockey track and you're talking, as well as Sean Skane, who's a member of our site, Hockey Strength and Conditioning, and he's going to be on next week on the Hockey Strength Podcast. And what we're going to do is try to get all of the hockey presenters on over the next really, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks to talk about their topic. So let's take a step back. Tell us a little bit about what's happening at the Boston Sports Medicine Performance Group's Summer Seminar, May 19th and 20th.
Well, this is our fourth year hosting this event, the basketball and hockey event. We're definitely hoping to continue the success of last year and keep bringing in, you know, some of the leading health professionals in the world as our speakers. And I think that's been the key ingredient to our success so far, and we're going to keep doing that. This year, we actually added a new sports med and rehab track, so I think that will attract another demographic of health professionals, and we're excited. But, I really, you know, th- this BSMPG event really is, you know, Art Horn's baby, and I'm just happy to be part of it on that hockey side. You know, and I've been fortunate to work with Art here at Northeastern, or, you know, have him kind of as a mentor. But I think, you know, his vision is to create a unified and comprehensive care model here at Northeastern. And I think that this BSMPG event, you know, really kind of, you know, represents that care model. But it's a, you know, here at Northeastern, we're trying to implement a multidiscipline approach, you know, not one driven by ego from one, you know, discipline to another, but, you know, a long-term training plan that appropriately progresses and even regresses our athletes by testing and tracking their data regularly, and making educated adjustments based off of the literature that's out there now. And, you know, not only do I think this is what's best for the athletes, but I think it's what's best for our profession. I think it's going to validate, you know, what we do, and give us a lot more credibility going through. So this is a really, really unique event. I think, you know, Art's definitely done an unbelievable job, and all the people involved in it. It's you know, there's a lot of effort that goes into this event, and put it on year after year. But, you know, I think there's a couple unique parts of this conference: the social event after the first day that gives everyone the opportunity to get together, talk shop, get an opportunity to maybe ask some more questions, you know, of the speakers, and kind of really pick their brain a little bit more. But, you know, just a lot of fun in general. We have the lunch there the first day, and that's another opportunity to kind of socialize, but not just socialize, you know, really get into the nitty gritty shop talk that we all love to do.
Oh, you know, let me just mention too, I love this idea of the keynote speakers. And for some people might not understand what we're talking about. You have, four tracks, really: basketball, hockey, sports med rehab, and sports fusion, sports performance fusion. So people can kind of go into those different tracks. But you do have the keynotes, and I want you to just give us a rundown of who they are. And the keynotes, everybody gets the opportunity to see them. So, for example, Saturday, 8 to 10 is the first keynote, and then 10:15 to 12:15 is the second keynote. And there's only one speaker, so everybody will be seeing those speakers. So tell us a little bit about the keynote speakers.
Well, we have another great lineup this year. You know, Craig Levinson's coming in from Australia. And, you know, he's done a tremendous amount of work on back pain and addressing back pain. You know, I think this year he's speaking about movement patterns and making movement patterns more efficient, especially through that core training. Bill Knowles, you know, I mean, his work is unparalleled with the Olympic World Cup, World Junior athletes, and the success that his athletes have had is, you know, just, you know, extensive. So we're excited to have Bill coming in. Coach Shep Snyder coming in from LSU, going to speak about multi-joint exercises, and I'm really, really excited for this presentation. You know, he's done a lot of work with track athletes and power development, so that's a must-see for me. Alan Groden coming in from Sovereign Rehab, and talking about some of his prevention strategies, and then Chris Bauer is coming in from USC. And, you know, his research is really specialized in human movement. So another great lineup, and I think it's going to be a great event again.
Awesome. You know, this is a hockey podcast, so I do want to get to the hockey guys, but I want to say that obviously, like, you know, you have Craig Levinson as a keynote speaker, but he's also going to be doing his own lecture in the sports performance fusion category. So you have some of those things. Joel Jamison, who's going to be speaking for hockey, but it's also kind of, he's doing both hockey, basketball, but you also have Keith D'Amelio, who you don't get to see around a lot, and on the basketball side, as well as Andrea Hootie, I think that's how you pronounce her name, from Kansas, Kansas basketball, and then Sean Wendell from the Pacers, and Logan Schwartz, who I've seen him speak, and I've seen Sean speak as well. Logan, I just saw recently last year at down in Austin, Texas. Unbelievable, unbelievable speaker. Works very close with Todd Wright at Texas, and just some great opportunities. So even if you don't love the hockey presentations, if you're a hockey guy, you could still go see some of the other things. But since we are a hockey podcast, we do want to talk about some of your hockey guys. So just give us a rundown of the lineup, and then let's get into your lecture.
Well, we have Cal Dietz coming in again from the University of Minnesota, speaking about triphasic training. And I think, Cal just came out with a book, which is, really unbelievable some of the things that he's doing. He's a real forward thinker and applies the latest research to all of his training programs. So Cal does a great job. And, if you haven't seen him speak, you got to. Because the energy that he brings to a presentation is I think, the same as he brings to a training session. So he's really, really exciting to sit in the audience and watch talk.
Yeah, one thing, real quick note. I love that you put I was watching a little bit of it on your site, on the BSMPG site, BSMPG.com. When you go to the speakers page, you can see these guys posted a couple of videos of Cal, because that was a little confusing for me. I'm like, triphasic, what is he going to be talking about? So I did go watch some of the videos. So just a reminder, people can go to the BSMPG website and see some videos of what Cal's going to be talking about.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The videos are a nice thing just to be able to kind of get a preview of what's going on, or even refer back to after the conference. I know everyone there is usually scribbling down notes and kind of trying to process everything. So the videos are a nice resource to have. But Sean's coming in. Sean Skahan from Anaheim, and we're excited to have Sean back. You know, he's had success at all levels he's been at, and had consistent success. And he's going to talk about injury prevention strategies for ice hockey players, specifically, the pro guys with their schedule demands and some of the needs that they have. Pete Friesen's coming in as well. I'm excited to have Pete, trying to get him in here for a couple of years, and then just conflicts with the schedule and things like that. So excited to have Pete on the lineup. And then Joel Jamison. And Joel was a must-see, and our audience really, we try to ask our audience at the end of each year who they want to see next year, and Joel was someone that was highly requested. And after watching his presentation at the Virginia Conference last year, I was excited to get him to sign on.
Absolutely. Yeah, Joel, somebody, he's been on the Strength Coach podcast as well. So is Sean, and Cal hasn't been on yet, but we're going to get him on for the Hockey Strength podcast. But yeah, a lot of stuff that Joel's been doing lately is, there's a lot of talk about that and kind of changing some paradigms. So great stuff. But one person I know they were asking for last year, Dan Boothby, and you're going to be speaking, Dan, evaluating and tracking off-ice development in hockey. Now, I know you're using a little bit of technology. You're sponsored by OptoSource, and HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com is sponsoring Sean Skahan, by the way. But you're sponsored by them for this lecture, and tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about and the tool that you're using with this talk.
Well, I'm definitely excited to speak this year and share some of the things that we're doing, and share some of the successes and even the failures that we've had over the last few years in trying to implement this CARE model. I don't think I'm as intellectually advanced as some of these other speakers, so I have to rely a little bit more on the technology so that I can break it down. But we began a few years back using a lot of the Timothy Kyler research that was out there on movement patterns and really deficiencies. So we started there, and the OptoJump, which we've been using now for about 2 years, a little bit more extensively this past year, has really allowed us to kind of peel back another layer of our assessment. And then, you know, kind of apply those findings to our training program. So, you know, I'm excited to kind of show the data that we've collected, some of the interventions that we've applied as a result of that data, and then how it's fit into our overall yearly training plan with our ice hockey players.
What are some of the things that you're specifically that you're finding that maybe you weren't, you know, before you started using it, or what are some of the things that have really kind of been able to change your programming, and, you know, how have you done that?
Well, you know, when you start to see breakdown in movement patterns or a decrease in performance on the ice, you know, there's always a reason for that. And I think the hockey season, more so than any other sport, at least at the college level, it's such a long season for these guys. Even though they're only playing two games, you know, they have a little bit more demanding practice schedule and things like that. So what we're really seeing is that the offset jump is allowing us to, when we have those athletes where we're noticing a decrease in performance, we see that in athletes, you know, there's going to be highs and lows throughout the season. We want them to stay consistent with their training habits. But the opto is now allowing us to look at those athletes. And, you know, we always talk about the ripple effect, the pebble in the water. If you have dysfunction, you get to look as, you know, the bigger ripples or the bigger issues are going to be closer to that dysfunction. But that opto jump really allows us to kind of pinpoint that. You know, all the answers, no, but it at least gives us a more precise area to look and at least start when we go to address those dysfunctions and get guys back performing at a high level without pain or without compensatory patterns.
Great. And have you seen, I mean, is it something where, you know, you had to have some buy-in from the administration or from the coaching staff or even from the players, or was it just pretty much a no-brainer kind of guys just try this and then, you know, they don't really do much in terms of, it didn't really change what they were doing, but it changed what you were doing in terms of programming?
Well, it's certainly, starting with the strength staff, I think it certainly helped us to not only evaluate the players, but also to evaluate our programs and the outcomes of our programs. So, I mean, there's really no place to hide for the athletes or for the strength coaches here. But, you know, the buy-in is important, and you definitely need to have buy-in on the coaching staff. And I've been really, really fortunate. I mean, I know you know Coach Cronin very well. I was very fortunate to work with him for a long time. And then even more fortunate now to have Coach Jim Madigan come in and show the support for what we're doing and provide that, you know, that buy-in on that side of it, because it is a time commitment. You know, and I think, you got to plan accordingly, and it affects the overall schedule, including practice and things like that. So it's a lot to ask out of a coach. And I've been fortunate to work with two coaches that were very, very supportive of the strength and conditioning and the player development. But for them, I think once they saw what we were able to do, we were able to really give them some good information on, you know, a player's physical status, what they could, you know, what expectations those coaches could realistically have of that player. But, and then from the player side, I think it provides an even greater intrinsic motivation to them. You know, we're able to tell them what we want them to do, show them the data, and really explain why we want them to do it and how it's going to impact their performance on the ice. Because, I mean, that's what these hockey guys really care about, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is that obviously you're in a tough conference, tough division, whatever, and, you know, with BU, BC, Maine, New Hampshire, I mean, it's got to be tough, so any competitive edge you can maybe gain, you're going to need it. So good stuff. Well, let's just one more round of talk about the conference in general. It's May 19th and 20th. You have the approved CEUs, BOC CEUs, NSCA CEUs. Again, it's four tracks, right? You also have an early bird deadline, April 15th. If you get that, you can save about $65 if you're a professional attendee. And if you're a student, you get a cheaper price as well the whole time. You guys are having a social on the Saturday night. You're also providing lunch that day. So a lot of, besides the lectures, it's some good stuff coming up with, being able to talk to some of the guys and the presenters and just a great weekend. And what we're going to do is we're going to get the rest of the speakers on, or anybody, hopefully the time commitments. I mean, a lot of these guys have some time restraints. So we're going to hopefully get, we definitely have Sean on for the next episode. We got, hoping to get Joel, Cal, and Coach Friesen on and kind of wrap this thing up over the next month and a half of, pre-conference. And again, you guys have done a really great job with this lineup, and we're really looking forward to it.
Well, thank you, Anthony. We're glad that you're part of it, and looking forward to seeing you out here in May.
All right, well, that's going to do it for episode 4 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Thanks to Coach Boothby for coming on and sharing his insights into hockey strength and conditioning. Next week, we have Sean Skane from the Anaheim Ducks. He'll be on to talk about his topic at the seminar, Injury Prevention Strategies for Hockey. And don't forget, hurry up and go to hockeystrengthandconditioning.com and sign up for the trial membership for just $1. 7 days for just $1, and if you love us, it's $9.95 a month. That price is going up April 9th, so you can lock in the low price forever, but you need to do it before April 9th. Go to hockeystrengthconditioning.com, sign up for the trial offer. If you chain hockey players, you need to check it out. I'm Anthony Renna. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you next time.